And last week, in what is the ongoing saga of the O-Train, Siemens released its first volley, we'll say, in what will eventually be either a protracted legal dispute or a settlement, where they offered that for the city of Ottawa to settle for $175 million or to build the existing O-Train for whatever the previous cost was, plus $70 million. And that has put the system back on the vote for a fourth time this coming Friday. And joining us to talk about that is Mr. Clive Doucette. So, Mr. Doucette, why don't you tell us a little bit about, from council's perspective, going into Friday's vote, what this all means?
Well, I think we're trying to repair the damage that John Baird created when he forced the second vote of a second council on a project that was already signed, sealed, and delivered, and it should be under construction right now. And so we all knew at the time that the damage of not going ahead with it. It's not a bus line. It's an entire reconfiguration of the transportation system of the new city, and it's the first step in creating a rail focused transit system instead of a bus focused and car focused system. So if when we abandon that, we abandon our official plan, our master transportation plan, all our plans for the south end. Roads have gone through the roof. We have to reconsider the airport expressway. We have to reconsider the Alta Vista expressway. I mean, it's a nightmare that's on our table right now. And also there's the environment. You know, it was going to take 130,000 tons of carbon out of the air every year. And so I think councillors have, and the public has started to realize the consequences of abandoning this line. And there's a movement, strong one, to say, hey, you know, let sanity prevail and let's get it going again.
One of the overriding things, and I think that it was Rick Shirelli that sort of hinted as much, that a former opponent, that one of the big things is that you don't want to spend a whole lot of money and have nothing coming out of it. Do you think that'll be one of the?
I think a lot of people didn't realize that either. That we would end up spending more money and have nothing except money in lawyers' offices than if we'd actually built it. I mean, I said that the day we defeated it, but I think it's now penetrated people's heads, and I think it needed Siemens to come forward with their $175 million claim to have it really register with people. But there's more than that. I mean, the city has already invested $65 million in it. It's all tied up with the rebuilding of our downtown, new sewer lines downtown, new water lines, which are 100 years old and need to be changed. All of that was part of the program. Without the program, we lose the $400 million from the federal government. We lose the new building at Carleton that was going to go over the rail station and create an indoor station. All that electric-friendly development, that Walkley Road, $350 million development there, another one at U of O, another one at Bayview, all of it gone because no one wants to build over diesel buses or diesel trains. So all of that information is starting to penetrate, and I noticed this morning there's a huge article in The Citizen basically saying, listen, get it right, go back and get this project on the rails.
And I think one of the interesting questions is, of course, the timeline, because when the O-Train was canceled on the third vote in December, that it sort of, as you said, sort of tossed everything off, and we're not sure what the next step is. And so should the O-Train fail, what is the next step, do you think, for?
Well, the next step is a nightmare, you know, because there's no way really to fix it, because this is, you know, there is no north-south route. We have the airport stuck between us and all of that north, new growth in Riverside South. We have no way of getting there. That's no highway. There's no 417 in that direction. There's no Carling Avenue in that direction. There's no Greenbank. We don't have a single major north-south route. All we have is the very, very limited streets like Bank Street and Bronson, and the cost of which of widening it are just astronomical. So, you know, that's what I think has also penetrated Transportation Committee and other members of council who voted against it. They're suddenly realizing, well, if we don't have this solution, what do we have? And the answer is very, very, very expensive and community-busting solutions.
One of the other things that was sort of interesting about sort of, and I think it came from you, is that when bringing this proposal back to the table is to remove buses from the downtown, certainly on the Albert Schleyer corridor, sort of incorporate some of the Friends of the O-Train plan. And can you speak a bit to that?
Well, you know, the thing is, again, I think that was an enormous amount of misinformation. I mean, the idea was to very quickly move the north-south route from the University of Ottawa to Herdman and take out 100% of the buses. That was the original idea. We just couldn't do it all in one swoop. We were going to do it in a two-stage process. The original O-Train proposal was immediately to remove 30% of the buses, and we're going to purchase double-decker buses, I'm pretty sure, which is going to similarly limit the number of buses in the downtown by shortening them up. And we were in the second stage going to move to Herdman. All we've done with the proposal is said, hey, guys, we'll do it all in one go somehow.
Okay. And so I think one of the other sort of really interesting sort of political dynamics of this is that this decision will come at the same time as a very difficult budget negotiation with obviously the goal to keep taxes as keep taxes as low as possible with the possibility of not having an increase. How do you think sort of revisiting what is a very expensive capital project will come in light of that same ongoing decision?
Well, this decision is a whole lot more important than the budget. That's the reality. The 2% between a zero tax increase and an inflation of 1.9 represents $20 million. That's less money, way less money than the claim from Siemens at $179 million. That's way less than the $500 million of private sector investment that will collapse if we don't do it. That's a tiny fraction of the $400 million of federal and provincial funding, which will collapse and disappear if we don't do this project. And I think people somehow thought that it wasn't going to collapse really. Somehow the $400 million in federal would really be there. Well, you know something? It ain't going to be there. We're going to have elections between us and any kind of reconfiguration. We're going to lose that $400 million. And also the cost. Every 6 months, the cost of building the line increases by about $50 million because one of the huge escalators in the whole world right now is raw materials. Steel, heavy-duty equipment, all that stuff is skyrocketing. So every 6 months we put off building the North-South Rail, we're seeing $50 million bigger costs. So where this is the biggest budget decision that the council has to face probably in the next 4 years. It even will impact our credit rating, I think, because a lot of our growth in the next 3 years was dependent upon this project. Without the project, I wouldn't be surprised to see Moody's in New York, bump our credit rating down 0.5% or so, and that will have a huge impact on our ability to borrow money and the cost of it. So this is the biggest decision. It far, far outweighs the budget.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing all about this over the course of the next week. The vote's on Friday, correct?
Yep.
All right. And so thank you for joining us, and have a good day.
Yep. Same to you.
All right.
All the best.
And that was Clive Doucette, who is the Capital Ward Councillor and one of the proponents of the O-Train. And it is going back to a vote for a fourth time, as we were discussing on Friday. We're going to play a tune, and when we're back, we will talk a little bit about some other spending stuff, this time coming.